Northwestern Professor, U.S. is complicit in more terror than it has suffered. By Tom Sikata on September 15, 2019. Northwestern University journalism professor Justin Martin, who teaches in Qatar, is defending his decision to tweet Happy 9/11 on the 18th anniversary of the September 11th attacks, while stating the U.S. is complicit in far more terror than it has ever suffered. According to a report by Campus Reform, Northwestern University professor Justin Martin, who teaches on the institution's Qatar campus, blamed America for the September 11th attacks in a tweet on the 18th anniversary of the tragedy. Happy 9/11. More than 8,411 civilians died in Yemen this year, helped by U.S. arms dealt to Saudi Arabia and UAE, Martin tweeted. The U.S. is complicit in far more terror than it has ever suffered. In a subsequent tweet, Martin attempted to justify the tweet by explaining that he was living in Amman when Al-Qaeda bombed hotels, killing dozens. I'm part of a small percentage of Americans who have seen terrorism up close. I was living in Amman in 2005 when Al-Qaeda suicide attackers bombed multiple hotels and killed dozens of people, Martin added in a later tweet. All terrorism should be denounced, not just in rich countries. Northwestern President Morton Shapiro condemned Martin's comments in a press release that was published on Thursday. Shapiro said that he found it disgraceful that Martin would make light of the horrors of 9/11. We have become aware that Justin Martin, associate professor in residence at Northwestern's campus in Doha, Qatar, has tweeted the following. Happy 9/11. More than 8,441 civilians died in Yemen this year, helped by U.S. arms dealt to Saudi Arabia and UAE. The U.S. is complicit in far more terror than it has ever suffered. As his Twitter profile states, his views are his own. Northwestern University finds it disgraceful that he makes light of the horrors of 9/11. This is insensitive and deeply disappointing, particularly on the anniversary of the terror attacks. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.